Week 4 Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet. Joined alongside me here is Jordan Brockschman, head coach of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Here, man, off to an incredible season so far. 7-2 right now, undefeated. Also in league play, picked up a couple of big wins against ranked opponents. The last time we talked as well, a win against the number 3 ranked team in Class 1 Division 1, the Centralia Panthers. And in that same classification, a win against the number 9 ranked team against the Clifton Clyde Eagles. So big wins there also in the winner's showcase. I mean, a victory over just Fairbury and Superior. So, Coach, it's been a great time here for your team since last time we spoke. What can you tell me about these last couple of games for you and your team?
Well, it's been we're starting to play better. We still got a ways to go, but things are starting to click a little bit for us. You know, it was nice. We didn't know how to feel about the games over Christmas break. I was excited about them. The kids were excited about them, and it seems like it's kind of kept a certain level of continuity for the season. There's not such a long break over Christmas break. So, yeah, it's just been nice to kind of continue to play basketball through that gap, through that holiday season. And I think it's been beneficial for us, and things are starting to look a little better on our end.
And not just talking about the games on your end, but also kind of talking about that break in general. You know, how is that break for you and your team? What are some things that you worked on? And what are some things that you're kind of excited for getting here into the 2026 part of the season?
Well, what was interesting about it is we really didn't have much time to practice. I mean, we had a game the last day that we could, and then there was a 5-day moratorium. We had two practices and then back-to-back games. So we really only had a couple practices over break, and we just kind of were still playing games. And it's kind of kept a level of continuity. We're learning through adversity in those games, and you know, talking to the kids, they liked playing. I mean, they would rather play a game than practice. And I don't know if that's as a coach, it's like, okay, you don't need to hate practice that much. But no, it's been good for us. So we're just trying to kind of stay focused and on a daily basis make improvements. And that's the overall goal is to work to be our best toward the end of the year.
One thing that's pretty awesome to talk about is today, Ava Smith was able to sign to Iowa Western to go play volleyball. I know we're here in the basketball season, but she's a senior, one of the top players on your team. How awesome is that as a coach to see a player like that, be able to sign, be excited to go do that, but then also at the same time, be able to be still a high contributor in her senior season for you and your team?
Well, she's such an all-around athlete, and it doesn't matter what she's competing in, she's gonna try to perform at her highest level. And the things that she was able to do in volleyball were incredible and earned her a scholarship, and what she does for us in basketball is extremely impressive as well. And she's got a very, very strong motor. I mean, she doesn't have much let up, and she's a unique competitor. So it's super special for Ava, and we're all so proud of her. She went on various college visits, and Iowa Western was a nice fit for her, so we're really proud of her and excited to see what she does in the future.
Upcoming here on your schedule, you have Donovan West, the Mustangs, here on Friday. They're going to be a top team to compete against here in the Class 2A, but then also next Tuesday you got Washington County. Talk to me about these next couple of games for here for you and your schedule.
Well, we want to continue to stay focused and stay sharp and throughout the season. And Donovan West on Friday is a great challenge. They're a very well coached team, and they're disciplined and skilled and athletic, and they have really nice pieces, and they have returning talent from last year, and they had, you know, tremendous success in last year's season, finishing high in state. And so we're going to have our hands full, and that's exactly what we want to see. We need to play, and we're blessed to get in our league, but we need to play really good teams, and our schedule has fitted us against some good competition, and we're excited to see more of it Friday.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you for jumping in here and joining us to start the 2026 season here for the 2026 year here for week number 4. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That was head coach Jordan Brushman of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Upcoming here on the schedule, it's Dunphin West on Friday and Washington County next Tuesday. This locker room chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.